I'm Mary Louise Kelly on assignment in Moscow, where, you might imagine, we are subsisting on potatoes, blinis, borscht, heavy Soviet cuisine. Oh, no, 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 no. That is Russian diners cheering their chef as he enters the room. And why not? He's about to feed them a 13-course tasting menu. The theme tonight, Russian evolution.
My name is Vadim Mukin. I'm from Moscow. I'm from the restaurant of White Rabbit.
White Rabbit is one of the top restaurants in Moscow, one of the top rated restaurants in the world. This is in part because Vladimir Mukin had a vision that involved two sources of inspiration. One, his grandma. She made a mean loaf of black Russian bread, like rye bread. Mukin hails from five generations of chefs.
I grew up with my grandma and grandfather. I started cooking from 12, and I started from the dishwasher area in the restaurant of my father.
Mukin trained in Moscow, then moved to France to study under a Michelin-starred chef, and by the time he returned to Russia, he had hit on his second big idea, farm-to-table Russian style. Mukin's quest: erase the cuisine of Soviet days. If you can eat like Peter the Great, he figured, why eat like Stalin?
You've talked about how Russian food and Soviet food are really different things.
Really?
And you're trying to take it back to before the revolution.
This way.
But so give me an example of something, a recipe from the way Russians were cooking a century ago that you're now serving in your restaurants in Moscow today.
It's like a soup from fermented cabbage. Very simple, but with a lot of influence from the countryside of Russia inside. And when you try it, it's 100% of Russian taste, for example. But we make it not from the cabbage. We make it from the grapes leaves.
Ah.
So we take the grapes leaves, fermented it the same like cabbage, and make the soup from this.
Mukin admits that when he first opened White Rabbit, it was a tough sell. Russian diners craved French food, Italian, Japanese, not Russian. Help arrived in the unlikely form of sanctions. What happened was Vladimir Putin made his move in Ukraine in 2014, annexing Crimea. In response, the US and NATO allies slapped sanctions on Russia, and in response to that, Putin hit back with an embargo. No imports from the West, no French cheese, no Italian olive oil, no Belgian chocolate. Russia's restaurant industry was hit hard, but Vladimir Mukin, with his farm-to-table business model, sniffed opportunity.
Now we start to make some cheese from Italy in Russia because we have the beautiful milk. Why we can't make the cheese here?
But it's not like this is isolationist cuisine. Mukin travels all over, swapping ideas with other chefs and preaching the gospel of Russian food. Like the time he visited Dallas, Texas.
So what did you teach the barbecue chef from Dallas?
Me?
Yeah, what did you teach him?
To make the fermented cabbage good way. Because I tried here the, the name of this salad?
Coleslaw.
Yes, coleslaw. Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and we.
You like it?
No.
Yeah.
But and I like the fermented cabbage, and I teach the iron to come on try. He said, "Oh yes, it's interesting. You know, it's sharing ideas, and it's so cool that Russia can do it as well."
Will you go cook for us now?
Yeah.
Back at his chef's table, Mukin gets to work. First on the tasting menu tonight, a dish he has christened Coco Lardo. Instead of lardo, salted pork fat, Mukin is whacking a coconut with a mini machete and slicing ribbons of coconut flesh.
This is the lardo, black pepper, and this is a polugar. Polugar is like moonshine.
Oh, all right.
We move on. Pumpkin soup, sea urchins, eucalyptus snow. I have no idea how to describe this other than eucalyptus leaves dried, crumbled, frozen, drifting onto my tongue like icy snowflakes. And then I lift one more item from a sleek stone dish. It's white and it looks like sorbet?
I don't know what this is. Oh, that's my napkin.
Actually, a dehydrated towel, which apparently I'm supposed to be using to cleanse my hands between courses.
That one could easily think was an amuse-bouche.
Yeah. Shall we get back to the food?
So make the case to me, why should Russian food be the next big thing?
Why? Because Russian food, it's me. And I have a borscht in my blood, you know?
Borscht in your blood?
It is. I think and I hope that my children and the children of my children will grow up with the new Russian cuisine, with the Russian cuisine in evolution. We look at this and try to make it nice.
Vladimir Mukhin, the chef with borscht in his blood. His signature restaurant here in Moscow is White Rabbit.